Taz. Then the Taz on the bottom. Taz says, Ulkamon Simon Reish Hei Sof Sif Yud Beis Beis Yosef Lo Kosev Kei Mashem Arambam Vuhu Iker V'chein Pasuk L'sham B'Shulchan Aruch De Pshara Dina Kemecher. This was yesterday's shir. Yesterday we spoke about that Pshara is like a mecher. Why? Because you gained something. Because you might have lost everything. Since you gained something, so therefore it has status of a mecher. Here, he's saying that it's like it has the status of a matana. A matana, then you can back out. So which one is it? Is it a mecher or is it a matana? Okay, so there's a major problem. There's a big problem. Let's look in the Ketzos, please, of Cotton Gimel. You have a Ketzos in your... should have a Ketzos somewhere. And the fancy Gimel, this one's in the back. The old one's on the bottom. You have mine? The fancy one.
It's all in the back?
All the way in the back. They have the whole new section that they decided in order to make it more manageable, put the Ketzos and the Sivas in the back. Okay. Take a look at the Ketzos. Ah, take that back. Unfortunately, the Ketzos is not here. Ketzos is in Simon Reish Hei. Not here. I'm sorry, I can't show it to you. I apologize. The Ketzos is as follows. It all depends on the... on the reality. On the reality. What does that mean? Yesterday we saw that's considered a mecher. Why is it a mecher? Because the person who goes into the Psharim, he is not doing it only as a tzaddik. Not, as I said yesterday, what did I call it yesterday? He's not only doing the right thing, he may be doing the smart thing. He thinks he's going to win, but it's not so clear he's going to win. Maybe he'll lose. So therefore, it is a good deal on a sense. It's a dimba supuk. Here in Siman Yud Beis Sif Yud Aleph is where the din is borur. He's clearly right. He's forced into the compromise because the guy says, "If you won't compromise, I'm going to call the secular government on you." It's called mesira. So he's forced into it. That's a case of a maton, not considered to be a mech. Okay, that's what it means. And the famous rule is Toyu Vizovin. Zvini, he's Gemara Rabbi Basra. So you v'zoven zvini zvini. Someone forces me to sell something, and I sell it with a gun to my head. The sale is valid. So you v'yoyev. If they force me to give something away as a gift, it doesn't work because I only give things which I want to give. Said I don't want to give. So is it considered a yoyev? Is it considered a zovin? Depends. If you're 100% right, the Ketzos is pshat and sifyud av. I'm 100% right. I know I'm right. There's no question that I'm right. That's to you v'yoyev. He forced me by threat of Mesira, which means I go to jail, they can kill me or anything. To give it to him for nothing, that's not binding. That's Yud Beis Yud Aleph. In Reish Hei, there's a Taz Etzikash over here. Joe just swooped in. We had a Taz in Simon Yud Beis Sif Yud Aleph. Simon Reish Hei Sif Yud Beis contradicts this. In the Beis Yosef later on, Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Gimel. Pshar is like a Mecher. Yeah, we said yesterday in Shir. That's a case where you're not sure you're going to win. So you say, instead of getting $100, okay, I'll settle for $70. So you're such a big tzaddik, $70? Yeah, you know, you may not have gotten anything. So it's considered to be a category of a mecher. That's what we suggested, Rebos. That's a terrorist which the Ketzos gives in Siman Reish Hei, Sif Katan Gimel. Sif Katan Gimel. That's his answer. Okay. Why is this relevant? There's a sefer called the Kovetz HaPoskim. You never heard of it, but I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. He quotes there, from the Munkacha, the Minchas Alozah, the following case. A guy claims bankruptcy and he hides his assets. And so they have to settle, you know, today, give you 30 cents on the dollar. You familiar with that goes on in today's world? 30 cents on the dollar. Okay, so he has no choice. Now, after he has no choice, he then realizes that he had no alternative at the time because the guy was doing illicit things. He was hiding his assets illegally. In other words, today, if you ask me, in case of the bankruptcy, since it's, number one, is American law, if it's a corporation, there is, by definition, limited liability. Even no lawyers here, but you all know that. That's what, never heard of it? Ever see anything in it? LTD.
Or LCC.
Say, but What does LLC stand for?
Limited Liability Corporation.
Same thing. LTD is limited. That's what they call it in England. LTD still. Here they call it Inc. or something. But then they call it LLC. Means limited liability corporation. That means there's no personal liability. But once the assets of the company are depleted, you can't come after me personally. Follow me? So that's an American law. But then I'm actually dealing with a case like that right now. Somebody owes money. He admits that he owes the money, but he has no money. The corporation has no money. So the fellow's not coming after him personally. That's a whole pilpul. Because he signed a promissory note and he signed his name. He didn't say he signed his name, president of the company. He says, I signed all my notes, I don't sign my president of the company. Everyone knows I'm president of the company. By definition, it's only from the company. And the other guy says, no, your personal liability. That guy says, there's no money. Okay, so no money. So Misadrun the Balchov, they'll find a way out somewhere to, you know, if he makes money again or things of this nature. That's it. Okay. But before American law, in European countries, there was no such laws. So you always had a responsibility to pay off your debts, always, except in a situation in which you have no money. The guy has money and he hides it. And he hid it so well that I can't get after it. I can't, I have no access to it. So I'm stuck by accepting the 30 cents on the dollar. Then things change and I find out that he really has the money. So the Minchas Allah is a pass, because I can go back to Besdin and ask for my money. Because there's no doubt he owes me the $1,000. I settled for $300 because he hid all the money, would have gotten zero. That's a Chiddush Niflo. But that's what that's the Minchas Allah says, based upon this. Then in Shulchan Aruch, you'd base it out. Yes?
Is there any count of the mortgaging? If you don't have any money, you can give some other possessions that's worth the same amount?
Oh, that you certainly can do. You could pay with anything you want. On the contrary, they always pay with karka. Karka is the best thing. Not in all cases, but in many cases. Okay? As a matter of fact, this psak is quoted in the Kofetz HaPoskim for the Pinkas Vad Arba Arotzus. Have you heard that?
Sure.
Tell them what's Vad Arba Arotzus.
We're talking
about in the Jewish history. Oh, it was like a semi-autonomous, semi-governmental Jewish community. What?
Jewish agency.
Right, it ran Jewish thing, but it had recognition by the governments of its day.
But they gave them the power.
And they gave them certain powers in the governments, Poland and that part of the world. They levy taxes. They had this in the Pinkas Vada Barotis. Tomorrow I'll try to show it to you inside. I don't have this. I have it at home. Good. Siv Vav, Rebosai. Everyone have a Shulchan Aruch? You have to look on with somebody else. It's either screen or safe. So if I did it all on screen except for Kalman. So if you want to see on the table, you have to sit next to him. Oh, you have. Oh, so now, look at that. You have your own. Everyone has a screen except for you. Look at that. I'm the only. You and I, John, the only ones we have are old fashioned books. We're living in a modern age. Books.
I think I have it on my phone.
You probably got it on your phone too?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want, I'll be the only one with a safe. I don't mind. Maybe from a different generation. Siv Vav. Simon Yud Beis. Siv Vav and Shulchan Aruch. Misha Tovan also Mammon. Shulmuchzukbo. Also, the Vakesh Stodimli Shomet. He can't find ways how to sneak out of the entire obligation. Kadeshi Yisratza Halal Lassos Vimel Pshara. It's the same shtick we saw in Sefer Aleph. Except there, the guy is forcing him with a gun. In effect, put him in jail at the Mesira. And here, he has Kunsen shtick. It's more comparable to the guy's hiding his money. Right? That's more comparable to Sivav. V'yim chalol ha-shay. You know how to do it. V'yim olvar v'yosa. He did it. Eino yotze de shamayim. Actually, you know as shalom. You have to give him everything. But over here in the Ramos, it's only yotze de shamayim. The question, of course, becomes, according to the Kovetz HaPoskim and the Minchas HaLazim, what about Yidei Adam? So maybe it's referring to a case that it's the other case, he said he hid his assets and the assets became exposed. Here, he just pulled shtick. It's hard to know, to prove that it's the shtick that caused the guy to settle for the compromise. It's not as obvious. Maybe that's why it's only a Yidei Shammai mission, not a Yidei Adam mission, perhaps.
Minchas HaLazim said that, what did he say? He said that only discover that he had hidden money, you can
rejudge
the case.
Correct. You set up a 30 cent dollar, you get 100 cents on the dollar.
Why would that be a problem with Siv
Vav? No, because Siv Vav says you can only do it, you're not going to do it in the first place, this shtick.
Right,
and if you did it, you have to pay the rest of the money the day Shammai. According to Minchas HaLazim, you have to pay it back with the other.
According to evidence.
There's no evidence. No. Evan agrees. He owes him $100. He just said, I have no money. He settled for $30. I'm saying, so that you have to give him the 70. No, there's no din Torah. You admitted you owe him 100. So you don't have any money, so settle for 30. But you told you have fortunes of money. You were hiding it. Isn't that similar to Sivav? But Sivav, the Ramah says, you only obligated to pay if they shemayim. But the Minchas Elazar says that even the Besdin would take care of it. Interesting. Now, both says, the Gemara and Baba Kama seems to say, if I care it. On that Femim and Beis, and the Truma Sadeshin, the source of the Truma Sadeshin over here, if you look at the source on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure if you have the sources. So the Bir Agra says, Afal Gav, Shem Bakama, that Femim and Beis, the Namele, Havamar Rikna, and Mashmet's Mutter. Take a look at Tarsus. And it's mutter to pull shtick. If you won't deal with me, I'm going to run away. Ain't it ever came? It's not really true. Halacha kama atah malacha olai vafilu al haemes aser. Of course, shuas lamed aleph, etc. The Gra, of course, is talking in riddles. He's not giving to the going through all the exact details of the case. But the case over there. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Nesivus. The Sivus quarters over here. I'll be able to see it. Simon Yud Beis and the Sivus, Sivkot and Gimel. Please look inside. Sivkot and Gimel. So the Sivus is over here. Ayin tumim, the ksheodea sheemes ito, rach shadayonim lo yaminu lo, mutter. Unbelievable. The tumim says, when are you not allowed to look for, this is the chidushim, the biurim rather, Gimel, which the biurim is usually the more extensive here, it's very short. He says, if you know you're right, you're 1,000% sure that you're right. But unfortunately, the circumstances don't prove that. So the judges aren't going to believe you. So you're allowed to pull shtick. Is that a push stick to get out of it? So you should make him kind of a pshar. The nearest to says that Nesivus, Tainu Davka b'Mokam Shloiyeh Karasha Lifnei Adayonim. Then when I'm not weren't born yesterday, they can figure what's going on. If you appear as a Russia in their eyes, then you should not be allowed to do it. Oh, now the Truma Sadeshen said that you're not permitted to try to run away and things of this nature, but in certain limited circumstances it might be permissible. So again, I'm not going into details, we don't have the things this, all this from in front of us, keep this in mind. And my question I'm still not sure of, how do we reconcile that word of the Minchas Elazar with the Shulchan Aruch Sivav? Is it Bidei Shemayim or is it Bidei Adam? That's the question. Fine, so now We sort of discussed today, but we didn't have all Shulchan Aruch yesterday. Let's turn to Siv Beis. Simon Yud Beis Beis. A lot of this we spoke about yesterday, about Pet. We didn't see it inside. Let's look inside, Rabosai. Simon Yud Beis Siv Beis. Mitzvah lomo lebaladinim betchila. Hadinim temrotzim or pshara. Imrotzim bepshara o simenem pshara. Uchashem shemuzah lo lohatas hadin. Kach muzah lo lohatas hapepshara. Liyachad yosem echaveru. Tochol bezin shosem pshara p'tomir arezem meshubach. Medva Amurim called in Gemara Din. Afal pi sheshoma devrayam viyoda lehechad nadin note mitzvah levtzoa tosaf sham. Aval achas shegomar adin. No, one second. Aval achas shegomar adin viyomar ish ploni atazaka ish ploni atachayev eino rashoi lasos pshara beineyev. You may no longer do that. It's not allowed anymore. Okay. This is Tosus Shita. Not allowed to do it anymore. Okay? Fine. Now, of course, the question becomes, even this thing is hard to understand. Once you know which way the wind is blowing, then how do you allow to do this? How may you do it? So, of course, the question becomes as follows. Basically, you're fooling the fellow. You already know which way the din is, which way it's going, and you can do it anyway. question is, how are you allowed to do that? Well, aren't you stealing? Aren't you stealing? So the Sma says in Sifkot and Tess, the ain bazem is shemata lechavero, ki noach lechavero shiyavater ma something lebaldino, then shiyatave hashalom bein ehem. What this really fundamentally means is, you know what it reminds me of? A famous Gemara in Yevamos. Mitzvah lishanos mipnei hashalom. Next week's parsha. Who knows what the source is next week's parsha? I told you I have to do Chumash and Rashi every week. You're not looking to know next week's parsha. It's already been 50 weeks. You have to forget it. But I hope I don't nab you on this week's parsha or last week's parsha. You're in trouble. What does it say in the Chumash? We have a Chumash now. We have a more progressive Shia now. So I'm going to reread it from the Chumash. Next week's parsha. Okay. Very beginning of the parsha. So Hashem tells Avram, next year Sarah's gonna have a baby. So what does Sarah say? After I already am postmenopausal, I'm gonna have a period again. And besides that, Vadoniz Okane. And my husband is old, so he also probably can't have kids. When Hashem tells Avram, "Lama de tochakos torolema ha'af umnam eleid va'anizokanti," I saw it became old. That's not the truth. Says Rashi, "Shino hakosim b'pnei hashalom." She said, "Adoni zaken." From here, the Gemara says in Yevamos, "It's a mitzvah, not just mutter. It's a mitzvah l'shanos b'pnei hashalom." That's exactly what's going on here in our Gemara, right? The dayanim in effect are lying to the parties by asking them to make up shor, even though they know which way the wind is blowing. Okay, it's permissible to lie, if you will, mipnei hashalom. I think it's a very nice explanation. Tosfos can't believe it's true. Why not? Why not? They don't know the Gemara. Yevamos. You know what Tosfos consider it? Zelas mamin. That's just a lie is a lie. You know, he said this. I'm old. He's old. She's old. That's just the words. But here it might be viewed as zelas mamin. We don't find a dim. You're allowed to steal money. Then they are shalom. Stealing money. Huh? That's one shot in this halach. Perhaps that's what they're fighting about. It's interesting. Look at the shachs of Kotan Dalet. Ba'abach kosav diyesh da'akul katoisvis. What does it mean? The shachs expects you to know the sugi. Open the Gemara, Bosai. The Vavam Beis Nima. We saw this yesterday. See it again today. What did Toysvis say? No. Once it's chayev, it's pashut, you can't make up shara. Even if you know which way the wind is blowing, you can't make up shara. For diktikul b'din, heitev, k'mon gomor esadin, b'mirtzir ala ishbonim, you haven't said, pronounce him chayev yet. Since you know that, ein lat os las es pshara. Shul mole yodea, shin is bara, dina lizkos, lo yam es ratz le pshara b'shaminyim. So we suggest that according to us, you're stealing money. That's just a matter of stealing of lying. And the Bach wants to pass in the halacha, like Tosis, v'loni hira, the mitzvah of tzoah. What do you mean, the mitzvah of tzoah? The Bach says you're a ganef. I mean, you the lashon of the Bach. I don't know if anyone has a tour on your computer. If you have a tour, so you can look over there too, if you wish. Yud beis, beis. Here we go. Quotes Rashi, quotes Tosfos. The Tzorach Liyun. Eich, Mepharshim HaTosfos, Hodekama Hechidami Gomart Gmardin, Ish Ploni Atachayv, Ish Ploni Atachayv. But Mashmik Chol HaKlal Kaperushim, Lo Mitzvah Ali Ish Ploni Atachayv. What do you mean? Rashi, as always, is the best Rebbe, gets a Poshim Shah in the Gemara. I can talk to Tosfos against the Poshim Shah. Says the Bach, no, it doesn't say Gomru es adin, Nigmar adin. No. Still a bit of a shver of art. And it says Shal hechidame Gmar din gufe. That's Gmar din gufe. This is not Gmar din gufe. A bit of a shver of art in the words of the Gemara. All right, fine. halacha lemaisa. The Rambam, Rabbi Yerucham hold like Rashi and the Torah. Fine. Oh, it's something called seitelo. That's a different, a higher level. We're not worried about that. Fine. The smag is more makel, even than the Rashi. It's not considered usl of tzoa until he says the word seitelo. Okay. That's what he says. Miu nochol lahachvel enyad bitzua kedas hatoisves. Says the Shach, no. Came in the midst of tzoa. Kulihi velo chumra. Says the Birka Yosef, no, the Bacha's right. But according to Tosis, it's an Isser. So you're stuck on either side. It's an Isser versus a mitzvah. It's better to err on the side of caution not to do a mitzvah so long as you're not going to get involved in an Isser. That's the calculus of the Bach. Okay, with me? Fine. This is this Shiloh. Fine. Good. Good. Comes to Bekivega. You have a Bekivega at the bottom of your thing? And Siv Beis, it says, we saw before, it's also Musa Shloyata Bibshara. Bekivega says, Nichta Betsida. Uchshem Shabatoyas Din, Im Toa Bedin Chose, Hochanami Batoyas Pshara. Oshetoa b'pshara choze. Who said so? Knesset Agdola b'shem Marimat. The question becomes, how can they be mistaken in pshara? In the din, the only din that's choze is called toa b'dvar mishnah. Does anyone know what that means? The whole sugya said gemara, which we're not going to spend too much time because it takes us a month just to go to the sugya. But just to see it for a minute, look at the sugya in the beginning of the fourth parak. Me in the fourth paragraph, I'll say. And Aflamet Gimel Amad Alf. Dine Mamas Magzirin also. The person, if they make a mistake in monetary law, you go back. Says Gemara Raminu. Everyone with me? Lamet Gimel Amad Alf? Everyone has it? Second line. Donis Hadin Zikas Achayim Chivas Hazakai Timas HaTorah Tiras HaTomei Masha Osa Osi Vishalmi Beso. You see what? That the din is valid. The din is valid. What guys, I think five terutz. Terutz number two. Rav Sheshet Zomar. Or the third terutz, two and a half. Kan shetov b'dvar mishnah. Kan b'tov b'shikol adas. Tom Rav Sheshet, Omar Rav Asi. This is, goes back. We saw it on Navav, if you recall. Tov b'dvar mishnah chozer. Tov b'shikol adas. Eino chozer. So we see it on Daf Lamed Gimel in the original. We had it here on Davav as well. See it again. We saw this already last year. Tov Shanai and Hey, we saw this. Tov B'dvar Mishnah chozer. Right? Tov B'shikol Das, Eino chozer. How can it be a Tov B'dvar Mishnah and a Pshara? What's up with a Mishnah? You forgot a Mishnah. What Mishnah? It's a Mishnah by Pshara. So Rabbi Kivega says it goes back. How can it be? What are you missing? What are you missing? What? Where? So if you look in the Sefer Kesef HaKadoshim, which in the regular Shulchan Aruch is on the bottom, in my fancy Shulchan Aruch, it's all the way in the back somewhere. Let's see, before it's before the Ksos, before the Kuntz Shem Kosov, Shem Kosov, called Kovetz Chiburim. Here in Siman Yud Beis. Comment if you have my edition. Oh, John has it. So in my edition, you should find it over here at the in page Tez Zayin in Kovetz Chiburim. Those who have the regular Shulchan Aruch on the computer should be on. I hope you have it because it's on the bottom of every page. Don't have it?
No.
It's called Kesef HaKadoshim. You should have it. Okay, you don't. I'm reading to you from the Lashon of Kesef HaKadoshim. Pashronim. She'enam dayanim, just time negotiators. Upishu ayadei shesavru sheyesh mamish b'hataina. The taina had some significance, and they made a pshar based on that. Achakach shomu midayanim shehatana b'teila. But the original taina, since they weren't judges, they didn't know, it's batel b'vatel. Kenira dehavale pshar b'tos. Mistake. Shagam shlo nachtu balei dinim lishol b'neim din Torah esenim ha-kadosha. Mikol agam svaras ha-pashron avaris ha-yadei tos. V'keimash huskimu al ha-peshe rak adei svaras ma-she b'tos. Shil shloma, adei pshara b'tos. Keimash she-osu lahatos ha-pshara. Ulai keimash she-samachu ha-tzodom es atzom al svaras ha-pashron avaris ha-yodim ha-alochos rak adei v'shikul da'atan yivshiru. Adei zei ha-pshara kayemes. Ule shach with achilukim. She ben toa bidvar mishnah le ben toa b'shikol hadas. She came and she to usim lohoysa b'masha halocha kvua b'viru negdom. Ein toz kazu gorm bitle av pesha. Meir edik at kitzit v'kadoshim. If the pashronim made a mistake. So he seems to be saying, the kitzit v'kadoshim seems to go into a possibility number four of yesterday's shir. Namely, like we call it pshara krov l'din. So you have to know what the din is to make a pshara. They didn't know what the din was. They did not know what the din is either because you made a toast with our Mishnah, way off, or a toast with Shikol Hadas, and what the din is. And nafkamina would be if the pshara stands or the pshara falls. I have a different var about side. I think it's a very, very, very different var. Very different var. You look at the sugya of toast with our Mishnah, Shikol Hadas, we're not going to go into what I told you right now. What if it makes a mistake in fact? Not a mistake in a Mishnah or in a Svara. A fact. They got the facts wrong. You look on the Svara, there's a whole siman in it, Siman Chafei, the longest siman of all, Pranach Hoshe Mishpat, but all it is, it's forever. If you want to learn, I'm going to learn with you, but it's going to take a whole month. But there, it's supposed to say, a mistake in fact is even more egregious than a Toz B'Dra Mishnah. And you know what? I'm always scared of my Pesachim. I made a mistake in the facts. We assumed a certain fact and we got it wrong. So that's what I want to suggest, Pshat, in the Ketz of HaKadoshim. In other words, you want to say that there's no not Shaykh HaTos B'Dvar Mishnah when it comes to Pshara, because let's say you have a Pshara which is not Krov L'Din. Second, yeah, but a Tos in the fact is an equivalent of Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. That's my word to add to the Ketz of HaKadoshim. He's saying based upon the normal Pshara Krov L'Din. So the mistake in the Din in Dvar Mishnah yields a mistake in the din and the pshara. But if you hold up psharas without a din, which is the most poskim, at least we did it in the Gemara, right? So then you can say it's a mistake in the fact. A mistake in the fact is the equivalent or even worse than a tos bidvar mishnah. Okay, nearly. Maybe we'll get to show you later one day where it says that din, that a mistake in fact is even worse than a tos bidvar mishnah. Okay, let's go slow. I'm going a little bit further now. Okay. Question. Moshe Rabbeinu. You say, do we think we pass like him? What would you say? Big man, no? What would you say? So Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara has over here, Metavov. Let's see it again. Bava Mitbeis. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Yikov Adin Esahar. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Moshe Rabbeinu. How can we go against Moshe Rabbeinu? It's an impossibility. Chen Moshe Omer, Yigov Adin Esar, it's on the Vavim Beis, about the 10th line, right? And therefore, Oslev Soa. So Aaron disagrees. With all due respect to Aaron, Moshe was a bigger Chochem than Aaron. He was low Kav Lavi Yod Yisrael Kamoshe. It's a Poskim Mefurish. So how can those Poskim who say, Mitzvah Soa, go against Moshe Rabbeinu Bechvon HaMiatzmo? How can it be? So I saw a fascinating mimer, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria. Anyone know who he was? No one knows who he was. I'll tell you who he is. It's important to know who we're dealing with. Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria was a Talmud of Rav Kook. He came from Europe, and he became very enamored with Rav Kook, and there was a whole school of Rav Kook. And he therefore founded a yeshiva in a place which is called Kfar Haroeh. Have you heard of it? What's the Roah stand for? Haroah, Hey, Reish, Aleph, Hey? Harav, Avram, HaKohen. It's Cook. His name is the Rav Cook. And for many, many years, he was the head of the yeshiva in Kfar Haroah, which was the first B'nai Akiva yeshiva, where they had high school. He wanted, like, the America style, no secular studies. Very much that, with no secular studies. But he had took in a partner as Korosh Hashiva. His name was Avraham Zuckerman. Have you heard his name? No. Avraham Zuckerman is Rav Mati Greenberg's father-in-law. Anyone heard of Rav Mati Greenberg? Karam Yavna? We have a couple of Karam Yavna guys here in the room. His Shver, who lived, I think, over 100, passed away maybe when you were in Yeshiva, not that long ago. No? For you a little bit, but not much. Not much. I just saw when I was, I'm a little still bewildered where I was, when I was. But I saw a sefer that he put out of his, he said a shir every day, he said a chumash varot, every single day for 50 years in Kfar away after Shachos. But he never wrote it down. Luckily, some of his Talmidim wrote it down. They put out a sefer this thick of his mamorim that he used to say, in there has a biography. In the biography it says, he also came from Europe. He was a Talmud of the Stipula in Navardic. And said that even when he was in Navardic, which was, you know, of course, anti-Zionist, he used to get secretly Zionist materials, and they wanted to throw them out. And they made a deal. Pshara, we call it. I won't tell anybody else. Usually the rule in the yeshiva is, don't want to throw somebody else out if he's going to ruin other people. Even though they thought it might ruin other people, they kept them in Navardic and yeshiva. He ran to Eretz Yisrael in 1936, having to run away from the draft. He comes to Bnei Brak. First look, maybe in a different yeshiva or something like that, which was maybe he's learning a lot. Whatever, I don't know. And guess who he meets? It's Rebbe, the stipler. He didn't know they both made Aliyah at the same time. So he began to learn about a stipend, another yeshiva. Somehow or other, he met Rabbi Chalap, the original Rabbi Chalap. It's really after the Ptir of Rav Kook. He was completely enchanted by Rabbi Chalap. So he moved out of the stipless yeshiva and moved to Merkaz Rav Kook. He became very, you know, in that ruach. And Rav Neria met him. He said, you come to me with Kfar Away, you'll help me with the yeshivas, which he did. But he, Rav Zuckerman, insisted he had to have secular studies. Without secular studies, he can't succeed in a modern society. Rav Neria said, no. He said, yes, no, yes. That's what the biography says. Finally, he, Rav Zuckerman, won. So Kfar Away was the yeshiva with secular studies for all the years. It was the Bnei Akiva yeshiva, and others followed its example. This is Rav Noshe Tzvi Neria. Just give you a biography of who I'm quoting. Where did he write this maimer? When the Rav turned 80, then to my knowledge, two publications were came out. One was a sefer called Sefer Hayovel LaHagrid, put out by Mosada Rav Kook. Many Rabbanim wrote in that. It was not only halacha; it was also a little bit academic stuff, and even it was a cross section. I was not invited to write for that. Okay, no offense. I think Rav Shechter was invited. You know, the big dog of the time were invited. I think I can't remember who else, but they also invited people like from Rav Neria to write. As an aside, it's important to know a little bit of history. The second sefer which came out for the Rav's 80th birthday was a sefer called Kvod HaRav. Now this is important to understand how the Rav's legacy continues to this day in that respect. What happened was, there was a publication called the Beis Yitzchak. Have you ever heard of Beis Yitzchak? Beis Yitzchak was a very, very hit and miss operation. I came to the yeshiva in 1965, believe it or not, 50 years ago. 64. Ooh, more than 50 years ago. And from that time on, for the first 20 years that I was in the yeshiva, I think it came out two or three times. It was not in fashion. You check it out by online. Let me know when you're after this minute. How many bases came out between 1964 and 1984? Well, I don't think there are too many. Maybe my memory is fooling me. I don't think there are too many. P.S. In 1983, the Rav turned 80, and they said, we have to put out for the Rav. We cannot put out for the Rav. It was called Kvod HaRav. Didn't come out until close to a year later, but that doesn't matter. Who would not write for the Rav? Who would not? The Rav. I wrote for the Rav. I wrote a look. This also is history. You're hearing some history, so histories are also important. When the Kurl was under the Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, my 3 years in the Kurl were his last 3 years in this country, and I was his Talmud in the Kurl. I told you he would come and give us critiques on a Chaburus. Everyone said, I say Chabura. Did I tell you about that? This whole thing that I tell you about that last year? If I didn't, it's worth repeating now. Rabbi Aaron was a master pedagogue. Aside from being an unbelievable master, he'd be running from place to place with a svarim, not shayach. It's an unbelievable sight. Running. And we learned in the Gush. So you saw, even later if he was running. But Kava Chomer, in the old years, running. And he, we had a group in the call of 30 fellas. Rabbi Aaron was very smart, and he understood that not everybody was on the level to speak for all the 30 fellas. So what he did was, he divided us into three groups. Only one group, 10 of the fellas, were on the Madrega, Sechabura for the whole group of 30. But Rabbi Aaron was insistent that everybody Sechabura, but he knew that there was Shmacha guys. So he made what he called smaller groups. They would say to them within themselves. We used to call them in all languages, you know, basketball chaburus. You know, basketball is 10 guys, so it was group A, group B, and group C. So let's say I was in the more advanced group C, so we had to take chaburus both for within ourselves and for the whole group every once in a while. So I said many chaburus over those years, and every time Rabbi would critique me, why are you doing it this way, why don't you say it that way, which is of course the big blessing in the world, of someone who was a master pedagogue critique a kid. I was a kid. Rabbi Aaron left 1971. I got smicha then, but in those years, if you were, they let you stay on this for a little bit after smicha to learn the kol, at least for a little bit, a few years. So I stayed on, and Rabbi Shechter took over for Rabbi Aaron. So Rabbi Shechter made a complete change of course. He introduced bechinas. Rabbi Aaron had no bechinas. It was like a postdoc program, and that's how he viewed it in his eyes. He got smicha. Well, you're getting smicha. You ready for it? No bechinas. And you had to say chabur. From Shechter, it's flipped. There were no chaburas, unless you wanted to, and you had to have bechinas. But he also said you have to write ma'amara. You're going to put out every year a sefer, chidushi akahako. So the first year we learned Sanhedrin, and it was called Sanhedrin Ketana, the paperback thing. I had two divrei Torah in it. I wonder where they are right now. I said I'd have a copy of my house somewhere, maybe. Okay. The second year, the kolon brachos. And I wrote a maimer this long on, it was entitled, it was called Zman Kriyashma Ubirchosel. That was the title. And I wrote it up, you know, those days I used to write up in my hand, you know, handwriting, and you know. And it was ready to go into the second year volume. The volume never came out. We dubbed it the Brachol of Atala, because it was the Brachos. Never came out. That maimer was in my hands for a decade. A full decade from, we learned brachas, it was called 72, 73, Tavshin Lamed Gimel. It was done, written, read it to go to press. And for 10 years, if there was a basis that came out, it was not of a covenant place even to put things in. It was but quote around. Oh, the Rav was quoted a few times. That's why I gave it in, and that's what was printed. P.S. Ever since then, there's been a Beis Yitzchak every single year. Now, right now, the one from last year is still, I'm not sure if it's actually a hard copy, but it's going to come out. In the Rav Schus, there's a Beis Yitzchak every year after it was hit and miss for 20 years, or maybe 30 years hit and miss. So that's a piece of history. Anyway, back to our topic at hand. So in the Sefer Yovel HaGrid, which you can find, I'm sure, in the library, put out by Moshe Rav Kook, Rav Neri has a piece. And there he writes a fascinating idea. Tosa said that once you know which way the din is going, you're not permitted to make a pshat. Correct? He said Moshe Rabbeinu knew in the split second which way the din was going. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu was against pshara. He himself couldn't make a pshara. He was never in a matzah, but he didn't know which way the din was going. Isn't that a beautiful answer? That I saw from Rav Neria in that maimon. And we could say, even according to Rashi, Rashi is arguing according to the Tanakhama. But Rav Shimon ben Manasseh agrees, which way you know the din is not to also live soa. Who said so? The Rosh. Take a look at the Rosh Rabot side. Rosh Simon Dalit, please. Please look. The Rosh Perik Aleph Simon Dalit. He quotes as follows. The less of the holder Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, the Amash Shneim Shabola Fanecha Ladin, Ashal Tishma the Ram, Mishal Tishma the Ram, Vieta Yodel Echan and the Nota, Atarashar Lomelem Tsu Bitsu. Mishal Tishma the Ram, Atar Yodel Echan and the Nota, Yet Rashar Lomelem Chu Bitsu Shnema, etc., etc. So the Rosh explains that it's a machlokas ha tanoyin, and according to one opinion, in any event, once you know which way the wind is blowing, you may not pass kimshara. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew right away which way it was going. Rabosai, okay, fine. Of course, the question against Rav Neri is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the parties to make up pshara before he ever heard their times? Unless you want to say he had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew in advance before he even walked in what their times were. I mean, maybe that's true too, but that we don't have evidence that Moshe Rabbeinu knew what they were thinking before they walked in. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe. Or it's possible to say, no. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, what did he say? Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, again, think about Avavim and Beis. Mitzvah of Tzoah. Maybe he denies the fact. You said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yikavadin Esahar. Who said it's true? Rabbi Loz Moshe Rabbi Loz Viglini said it's true. Right? How do you know? Who said it? He may deny it. That's another answer he suggests. What's the basis for it? A mechilta. V'shafatati ben ish lebein reyehu. Who's speaking? Me or Maral me? That's a chumash. Who said to whom? V'shafatati ben ish lebein reyehu. Anybody know? In Parshas Yisro, when Yisro tells the son of the Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing over here? What are you doing? So Moshe answers, when there's something before me, V'shafati ben ish lebein reyehu. Yisro, perek yutches, pasuk tes zayin. Says the Mechilta on that very pasuk. Listen to the words of the Mechilta. Listen carefully to the words of the Mechilta. Ze hadin sheyesh bo pshara. Sheshneem niftorim ze mizeh ki reyim. Ben reyehu, they be friends at the end. The quote of the Mechilta, which is Tanoim again, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a pshara. So not the fact that Chalila v'chasev shu b'chol going against Moshe Rabbeinu. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu also made a pshara, like the Mechilta, against Reb Elazar ben Osmi Yosef Aglili. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three, also from Rav Neri. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot make any psharas. You know why? Moshe Rabbeinu was the mechokek. We just read Kisham Chelkas Mechokek Sofon. Remember that parsha of Zosah Bracha? It wasn't that long ago in Simchas Torah. He had to teach the laws to Am Yisrael. If he's going to make compromise, no one's going to know what the law is. He had the alternative but to teach it in. So Moshe Rabbeinu is unique. But not that Moshe Rabbeinu wants all of us to copy him. No, we already know the laws of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we can make psharas. He himself couldn't make a pshara. Wow. Now I have a final thing to tell you, Rabosai. The Shulchan Aruch never said klar that the purpose of pshara is to make shalom. We read the shalom. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. GP, open up one more time. Simen Yud Beis, Siv Beis. It's a mitzvah, right, to make a pshara. Tell you want a pshara or you want a din. Doesn't say why. Yoruch HaShulchan says, why does Bezin make a pshara? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? We never got to the end of Sif. We did. V'chol Bezin she'osa pshara tomin, harezeh mishubach. What's pshat? So the Sma says, the Gemara davov, erbes v'mishpat shalom shiftu v'shareichem, Eze mishpat sheyesh bo shalom, zu pshara. But he says, no. We discussed this yesterday, Rabosai. The Yerushalmi, that the Vilna Gaon quotes, we saw it for the tour yesterday. No one has a tour here. I have a tour, but you don't have a tour. But this is a reviewing from yesterday's shir. The Gaon Sif Chaf, where it says, Tricham adayonim l'sfracha kolacholos b'shoi kabel alayim b'dun Torah. It says the Gaon Sifkot and Lamin, Yushami Perik Aleph Aloch Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Bataklafta, Aston trade by Nash Bidin Komi, Amale, Amanash Dinan Din Torah, Amalon, Any Ode Din Torah, May Rashbi, Nitud Din Mamas, Am Rashbi, Brich Rachman, the Lekha Chacham Midan. So the Rachashulchan claims the reason why a Bezin that makes Shorol Hamas Meshuvach is, you know why? because you may make a mistake. Of course, you understand very well, does not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't make any mistakes. So we have four reasons, as chazer again, why the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any psharis does not preclude us from passing, he should make the mitzvah to make a pshar. Let's review the answers. Number one, Samachlokas ha tanoim. Samachlokas ha tanoim. Samachlokas ha tanoim. Number two, there was never a doubt by him. Right? And that's your terrorist number one. There was never a doubt by him. He knew right away which way the wind was blowing. According to some tanoim. Number two, he argues in the facts. He says, like the Mechilta, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make psharis. Number three, he had to teach the laws for all of Klal Yisrael. And that's three teretz of Rav Neria. And my teretz is, no, that the whole point of a pshara to be a mitzvah is because he may make a mistake. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any mistakes. This is what I wanted to suggest. Interestingly, the Orach HaShulchan says a dayan should not agree to... Oh, this is important. This is on the Maram Akomas, but I don't know if you have it right now. Okay, I'll tell you in any event. What happens if a bezin makes a certain psak? And now a party conference student says the psak is wrong. Or Chashulchan says, you're not allowed to touch it. If you recall, the Beis Yosef quoted this with the Tshuva Sarash. Just reminding you of those who saw them. I hope you saw them on the comments by now. Listen carefully. I mean the Beis Yosef. If you have a tour on your screen, look it up. Kosev the Tshuva Sarash, that's how it starts. Klal Pehe Simon Hei. L'mash Al... Lama shalt nifsak pamacheres din shen nifsak kvar. Beidina basa beidina lo daiki. Babasu kuflam et chesem et beis. Once one bezin paskins, another bezin doesn't even go into the case. It's kapaskin, it's kapaskin. That's it, finished. Mashaton shepsaka dana bottle. Fishlo birum baale adinem shalashabikas hasar. Don Yehuda. Leishim adinem. Divri avayim. He came and shabo balei din on the pifneim, or he kibble maleim the dayanim. Lo yitochen li lichto psak acher al din shepasku kfar anoshim gedolim nechbodim. Period. Yesh bo davar sosum, something in the psak, you don't understand it. Yeah, or they ask new claims after the dayanim here. Shlach li psak adayanim, vechziu atanos, vavar din akol atzor, end quote, Rabosai. Once it's done, it's done. You can't hear it again. There's no appeals process in general in the Torah. Now it's interesting that when the mandatory government of Palestine, of the British, wanted to establish a chief rabbi with a court system, which they were going to recognize, they insisted on an appeal system. Because that's what they have in England. And Rav Kook was masking to an appeal system, and to this very day, it's called Bet Din HaGadol Le'ir Urim. So Irurim is an appeal. As the big tumult in Poskim, is there a halachic right to this? So some say, look, you go to the Bet Din of the Rabbanut, you understand it's an appeal system. Kibul alof. Kibul alof. Rabbi Yoshev Zal had a bit of a different take, which you have to get to in some length a little bit later on, where there's a halacha that if a Bezdin makes a mistake, a higher Bezdin, a greater Bezdin, can reverse the decision. The problem, of course, becomes, in today's hierarchy, no one knows who's higher, no one knows who's lower. Oh, so Rabbi Rut made a system where they make an irurim, they're a higher level, so therefore they can undo it. See, he wasn't going, that was his malach. We'll get to later on. I'll give you an interesting shayla. For both sides, this should only work when it comes to monetary matters. What about Yisra v'heter? So we have a law, we spoke about it a little bit, if you recall, before Yontif, that if it's Chocham she'osar ein chaveira rasher lahat. Remember we discussed that a little bit? Once one post said this. Remember that was on post? There was a case where they asked a certain person, Kohen, for marrying a certain woman because of certain suffix in her eligibility for a Kohen. And they appealed to the chief rabbi, to the chief bezin, Rabbi Amar was the Rabbi Rashi, and he was part of the bezin, and he reversed the psak. Rabbi Bleich was screaming, you can't do that. And you can only have an iru in dine mominus because they accept it upon themselves, right? But in dine surim, isaveta, isa lekohen, you can't. That's crazy. It's against the mefurash gemara. That ein chavera shor lahatir. Unless you'll say that every psak in isaveta of every rabbanut bezdin by definition is only provisional, because because it's always subject to the Irur of the Bet and Rabbanei Gadol Irur. This thing, well, that really happened some years back in a celebrated case. I'm not going to go into that right now. Oh. The Shulchan Aruch never discussed this Shuvas Harash. The Beis Yosef has it. Most halakhas of Beis Yosef are written in the Shulchan Aruch. Why not this one? Why not this one? And why the Beis Yosef quoted over here? You know why? Because the Chiddush, the big Chiddush of the Rosh is that it applies to Pshara as well as to Din. You might have thought it's only by Din. By Pshara you can revisit it. No. He presumably holds that a Pshara is also a Din. We spoke about that at the beginning of yesterday's shiur. The Pshara is a social worker, was of a status of a Dayan. We mentioned some Thursday shiur a little bit also. So, oh. But the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the Shita, so give a look, Rabbi Oseh, the Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Zion. Siv Zion. Afal Pishin Esratzu, Abalei Dinan, Pipshara, Bebezdin, Yicholim Lachza Behem, Kozman Shlokonami Yodam, Pipshara, Tzricha, Kinyan, Afilu Bishlosha. Avalim Konami Yodam, Ein Yicholim Lachza Behem, Afilu Biyachim. So, it doesn't matter three, it doesn't matter one. With a kinyan you can't back out, without a kinyan you can't back out. So perhaps we can say as follows. Once you make a kinyan, you certainly cannot have another bez and revisit the case. That's poshut. That's poshut. Only half a mean it would be if it's not a kinyan, another bez could pass because it's not really a din Torah as such, because Pshara is not a din Bara, Kamash Malam. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Levush, if one bez can overturn another, quote, Ein ledavar sof. Milvach is a gorim the sino machlokes the ain shalom yotz minyan kaze or a chashulchan quoting from the levush. So therefore, Abosai, it's a big problem today. If a bezin makes a mistake, what can you do? The only thing to be done, in my opinion, is to go back to the original bez. Say, listen, my Abosai, you made this psak. I think you made a mistake. And a person who's big enough, who is greater, Rava or someone who lives in today's generation? Anyway. That's no contest, right? Rabbi said, Dvorim sharmaita lefnechem tos heim biyadi. The greater the person, the more noble the person, the greater the mistake. A person's will to admit to a mistake is the highest possible level. We hate admitting our mistakes. There's a book which came out called Mistakes Were Made, in the subtitle, but not by me. Famous book. We love to pin it on somebody else. And that's what's done all the time. It's a rare, noble person who accepts a responsibility for things that go wrong. What I remember from reading the book, I don't remember everything, but this I do remember, an example of a person who did such a thing was a very famous man. His name was Dwight Eisenhower. Heard of him?
President.
He was president. Before he became president, he was the chief commander of the Allied forces in Europe. D-Day, one of the most fateful days in human history. Anyone know what that means, D-Day? They landed on the beaches of Normandy. No one knew what was going to happen. It could have been a total churban. He lost many people. He could have lost all the people and still not achieved the beachhead. He wrote two notes in advance. One, thank God we've established a beachhead in Europe, and now they can proceed to end the war. And the war ended within a year of D-Day. But he also wrote another thing. I have to tell you, we tried to land in Normandy today. We failed. I accept full responsibility on myself. Totally my fault for the loss of tens of thousands of people. Who was going to write such a thing? The thing was, it was godless. Thank God that note never was pulled out of his pocket. Because, I mean, they lost thousands of troops, but that's war, never. They got onto the European mainland from the interesting, fascinating concept, Rabosai. Fascinating concept. Okay. Rabosai, let's go back to the Gemara proper. Back to the Gemara problem. Okay. The Gemara has over here a Masechta Sanhedrin on that Vav Amud Beis. We're now going to discuss the wide lines of Vav Amud Beis. Yes, it was on the Maram HaKomis from people. We didn't discuss it at length. Look at what it says. Actually, it's the first wide line. End of the line. Shnayim Shabal Adin. Echad Rach V'Yechad Kosher. Ad Shalot Tishma Devrayen. Before you heard what they had to say. Omer Shetishma Devrayen V'Yata Yoda Elehechan Denota. You don't know which way the wind is blowing. Ad Torah Shoyal Omer Elehem Ein Aniz Nizkalachem. Why? Why can you say that? Shema Nizchayev Chozok. The stronger guy will end up losing. V'Nimtza Chozok Rotfo. The more powerful guy will be rode of you. Once you heard what, you know which way the wind is blowing. You may not be afraid of anybody. Wow, Rashi, look at the Rashi Rebbe Osai. Rashi says, "Echad kosher." What does kosher mean? Baal meriva matriach dayonim. It make you crazy. Rodfo, Rodef es adayin lahapech es adin. What does it mean? What does the word Rodef mean today? In modern parlance, can't use the word. Use the word Rodef, they'll tell you that's a mitzvah to kill you. That whole Yigal Amir, the whole parsha from the Rabin. Oh, it's kind of a dirty word, the R word, the Rodef. You can't, it's a Gemara. Okay, whatever, it's a dirty word. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi is always going to do is to hakio chayinik to undo the din. Right? And what will happen if that is what in fact happens? Oh, so take a look in the Bach. What's such a tragedy? What if it happens? He quotes Rashi. Klomar, if he forces you to Ika Zilusa Ladayan. Zilusa Ladayan, it'll be a zilzul, have you change your mind. That's only Echad Rak and Echad Kosher. What if they're both Kosher? Both what we call in Yiddish they are Shvera Baldova. What if they're both kosher? What if they're both kosher? Look at Shulchan Aruch. Right here, Siman Yud Beis. Sif Aleph. What does it say? Shnayim Shabbat Lefanech Lodin Echad Rach Vechad Kosher Ash Lo Tishma Devrayim O Mishu Tishma Devrayim Yodhi 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 In whom Muna the Rabbi, if you are official appointee, Chayav li zakek lahem, you can't get out because you were appointed for that very reason. And there's no way to get out of that situation. No way to get out of the situation. You have to paskin it anyway. You have no alternative, right? That's what the Rambam says. I'm quoting Shulchan Aruch. Said the Rambam, v'chein amayu shneim chazakim. Sarach li zakek lahem. Why? Says Esmam Dalit. If you defend it, Echad Hashenu Yama Biyezro can cause what Tosis. Tosis right over here. Tosis over here. Nitzachazak Rodfo Pirish Ladayan Kedemucha Baser Hachi. Odenok Echad Rach Shemayush Neim Day Chazakim Hashenu Yemisayo. So if you quote the Rashi, probably understand very well. This guy's going to hack and hack and hack to best to change his mind. Or they're going to hack back. So they'll neutralize one another of both sides. Okay. However, there are those who understand that we're afraid of both sides going to kill you. Going to kill you. Now, Tosa sounds that way. Right? You're the best of dying. He doesn't say he's going to make you backtrack on the psak. It means we're going to. Sounds like he's going to kill him, but you have a Rambam in the back, don't you? You all have a Mishpat Amole, or you have the Rambam himself. The Rambam can be found. Here we go, Dalit, Perek, Chav Beis, and Uchasanedrin, Halacha Aleph. Either find it in the back of the Mishpat Amole, or find it on your computer. Yes, Chav Beis Aleph and Uchasanedrin. What did the Rambam say? Shnayim. Here's the thing. Rodev Achar Hadayim. He gives examples. Once you hear what they said, you have to. Losu Leish. Shalo Tomar Ish Ploni Roshahu Shema Yarek Espini. He'll kill me or kill my son. Hashem Yadik as Kedisha, he'll put my, light my field, he'll burn my field down. Hashem Yakatin field, he'll cut my trees down. Finished. Once you're hurt, you gotta take it, you're risking your life. And if you're wounded the Rabin, you also can't back out, even in a, even if you didn't hear the all their words yet. What is this? Yahar Vayava? What's going on over here? He's like, he's gonna kill you. How can Rabin not be worried about being killed? So call it the fascist. What's Pshat? Where did Rabin get it from? Rabin is the source for everything. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Sifri. Of course, the question becomes, if you're afraid there's going to be a sakana or a bosai, how will the second guy help you? In other words, unless he points a permanent guard, 24-hour guard on you, how's he going to help you? He'll shoot you down and the guy will say, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. What are you going to do? What are you gonna do? So the Bach says he thinks that Rashi is right. When there's a sakana, you can always be mistalik. Shash sakana is a fascist. Eva has a mammon, lo iri kra. The Bach puts them both together. Losing your life or losing your money. Says the footnote on the bottom here, it's not true. Yoredeh kufnun zayin v'chuyev limser nafsha shulolav alos haseh b'faresya. The Rambam says it's referring to a case even as a Rosh lo nechshli Yisrael lahomis nevesh b'shul shi mechayv b'din. Jews are not suspected of killing someone because they lost it in Torah. Av v'muchzok lemur b'kach, he's done it in the past. V'aresh enech adav v'shom nev b'kuch nevesh. If it has a mom or not. This was quoted over here from the Shmos Yaakov, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Either Ramo, look at the Ramo. What did Ramo say? The Yeshmer Shekhozit, the Komak of Noagin, Akshav Shlo Limchos, Ori Avera, Shem Shiesh Sakona, Bedova, Shloim, Sirena, Lamalchos. No. So what do we do? So the Shmos Yaakov says as follows. Look, Rambo says that. Mrs. Asay, Tocheach Tocheach, ain't so the kind of Chash Sakona, Sheval Tasa. Mrs. Los Asay Los Aguru, doesn't matter. Kids, there may be a distinction between the Bach puts them together in the same breath. The Bach writes that a person is not required to lose his life or his money. Later, the freshman say, no, the life, you're not mechuyev. But your money, you in fact are mechuyev to lose. Perhaps that's true? No. That's what the Bach suggests. Okay. Fine.
Would there be a difference between a potential threat versus an actual threat?
Well, what does that mean?
In other words, a potential meaning the Dayan thinks that maybe there's this economy here.
A paranoid Dayan shouldn't be a Dayan in the first place. Uh-huh. But if it's a what they call a significant threat, you know, they have to say orange, yellow, orange, red, you know, they're different.
Because from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that it's a Shema that maybe.
Okay, you're right. Maybe it's just too far removed. Look at Pesach Tshuva Aleph, everyone. Everyone has Pesach Tshuva. Ayin Tumim, Shekos of the Hainu Daf Konosh and Nisuk Ledin, Aval Achash Nisuk Ledin, Os Lasalik Mishum Pachat. Mishum Pachat, no matter what. Mishum Pachat. Can't get out. Unless Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, all of a sudden, Pikuach Nefesh. Still he said Shum Pachat. He said Pikuach Nefesh. You can get out. You can get out if it's Bikuach Nefesh. Okay? Now, this is what the Pisachei Tshuva talks about over here. Okay? And let's take a look on the Sivas Mishpat. Sivkaton Beis. Sivas? Do you have an Sivas? Let's take a look which one. Hold on. Yud Beis Beis. It's called the Chidushim. It's very short. He says, no, that's it. Achash nislidin also. Finished. Okay, but Pikuach Nefesh, we assume, Pashas is, yeah, Pashas. Now, the Bach argues on Tosfos, Mamish, and says, watch this. Echad racha kakosha lav dafka, the Revusa. The lovey boy, Mishnaim Chazokim, the Pshita, he, the Bain, Yodel, the Hechan, and the Nota. The Yochel is Talek, the Manashach, Iga Sakona, Michal Minayu, Shiate Chayov, Vachsvar, the Shayna Yamasayo, Lesma Mamish, the Pshita, the Mide, Suffolk Sakona Loyota, the Shemelo Yisayo, O Shemelo Yaspik, the Sasha, the Yahagenu, the Yahagenu, it'll be too late. The Field will be Echad Rach, Echad Kosha. Now we can make Svek Svek, a Chodo, Shemelo Yischayav Akosha El Arach Levada Im Tim Zaloma Yischayav Akosha Shemelo Yedefenu Ledayon Afiloch Yochel Distalik Beoshen Yodelech Adinote. That's what it says. That's what it says. Wow. 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 That's the Bach. That's the Bach. Against the Ramo. Against the Ramo. Who says even if Sakonas Nefoshes, you have to be can get involved with Shneim Chazokim, even if you don't know which way that it's blowing? No, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Don't care about sign? That's what it is over here. Very important. Very, very important. Very important. Now, we mentioned the Sifri. The Sifri says, the Lashon, I told you before, that's the source for the Rambam of even if he's going to say he may kill my son, he may burn down my field. The Rambam said that he didn't make it up out of his own. The source for that then is a Sifri. Sifri is of course a Medrash Tanoim on Sefer Devarim. Pasuk of Ruminations found in Sefer Devarim. In Sefer Devarim. Sifri says, "Misyore anin neish ploni shem yarok." Okay, so Rambam explains the Sifri, "Mugzuk shur rasha." Right, and it says over there, "Echad rach vekod kosher." Kosher means don't say kosher means say rasha. B'stam adam you can't say, you can't stam adam. Only the guys I say he's a mafioso. Yes, how many you know? Count the things on his notches on his gun. How many people he's bumped off already? His mamash sharamua. They can kill anybody like that in a second. Now, if the Kovetz HaPosken quotes as follows: Sifri is referring to a case we have no choice but the mezakeh sachayev. There's no alternative, and he says, you know what? It's in fact yehorig ve'alyava. You know why? It's called Ziyuf HaTorah. What's the mashal based upon? The famous story of Rav Zecharia ben Avkulas. Who heard of him? Should remember someone in your memory. Kamtza bar Kamtza. Remember that story, Tisha B'Av? It wasn't that long ago. Today, I think it's Zion Cheshvan.
Keep saying no.
Right. Let's do this. They'll say about Mumma's puzzle. Let's say this. They'll say Chayav Misa. So the most anfisenu social of Zchayim and Akulas hechrivis mitoshen. What did he think? What did he think? So Marshal said, Ziyuf HaTorah is Yehoreg V'Yava. To falsify the Torah is Yehoreg V'Yal Yava. And therefore, the Sifri is referring to a case where the only way to save your life is to falsify the Torah to die. Wow. What a pshat. Shas quoted from the Mosnayim LeMishpat. This is Rav Sarotskin, I believe.
And yet, the Gemara still says he's wrong.
Because you're not allowed to back out.
Oh, meaning the Gemara's analysis of that being the reason for the Churban the Bias was...
Was he wrong? I don't know. Maybe he held it was the Efatar. Others said it wasn't called the Efatar. It's not taking the dinners this way all the time. They never said Beferish, this is a mum, not a mum. It's an inference. They didn't consider to be the Efatar in the first. That's what I'm right. If you have a chance to look at the Marashal in Masechta the Baba Kama, that's what the famous Marashal. And I would agree with the Marashal. I think Rav Moshe disagrees with the Marashal Bechlal. But anyway, fine. Good. Others say, fakert, you're not allowed to paskin it in Torah if you're afraid of a baldin. You know why? You're the biggest nogeya bedover imaginable. That's a svara. Take a look at both saying Simon Zion, Siv Base. Simon Zion, Siv Base. Simon Zion, Siv Base. It's the wrong Maramalkam, I'm sorry. Sif Yud Beis. Simon Zion, Sif Yud Beis. Kol Dover Sheyesh Ledayan Botsad Hanah Eina Yochel Odin Olav. What would you say? You may get killed. That's a Tzad Hanah. Is there a bigger Tzad Hanah than that? If the mafioso loses, you can die. There's no bigger Tzad Hanah. So you're not allowed to pass from the shot. You're just not allowed to pass. You're simply not allowed. You're not allowed. Fascinatingly, Rabbi Osai, the Kovetz quotes are cooler based on the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch passes in the mitzvah Tov Tezvov that although, Rabbi Osai, a person may not misalak himself, we see in Siman Yud Beis, if Aleph, that's only a kosher adayin. But a person who's puzzled and they accepted him as a dayin, he's not a real dayin. And therefore, the Lo Segur is not applied to him. He can be mistalik. Says the Minchas Chinuch, or the post will say, based on Minchas Chinuch, Bizman Hazeh, we are all psulim. Remember, we learned the Gemara that base. Most of you forgot that base. Maybe you did. It's been a long time. I'm going to try to chaz some of that base sugars. It's been already forgot from since August. Now we're holding 2 months later, almost. You may recall. And we had a discussion on that base and base, we're all ahead yotos, and therefore we should not be allowed to paskin. What's the famous rule that allows us to paskin? What's it called? Shlichu sayu koavdina. We spent a lot of time, we have to go back to it, maybe tomorrow Shia. Shlichu sayu koavdina. So the Beforshim suggest they never institute shlichu sayu b'mokom sakona. B'mokom sakona. Even a Mamuna can back out nowadays. The Sifriya says he can't. It's quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That's when they had Smicha. We no longer have Smicha today. So we can back out. That's a big cooler, Rabbi Osai. I think if you're afraid of the don't get involved in the first place. It's too scary. Rabbi Osai, Av Zayin Amud Aleph. Trying to cover as much ground as we can today. Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. A fascinating expression. Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has the last 12 lines, or 10 lines. Or Rabbi Yonason, Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes Lamito, Mash Reshchina B'Yisrael. Question, Rabbi Osai. What does it mean, Don Din Emes Lamito? Don Din Emes Lamito? Sounds awfully redundant to me. Look at Shulchan Aruch, see how it's quoted. Simon Ches, Rabbi Osai. Sid Beis. Toward the end. Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes Lamito Afilu Shoh Achas Kilu Tikein Kol Olam Kulo V'Gorim L'Shechina Shetishra B'Yisrael. That's the Gemara we have over here. Adav Ches Amud Aleph. The Maral explains a double expression. Maral is in the Sefer Shabbos on Daf Yud. This Gemara, Bosai. Says as follows. You paskin according to Chochmah HaAmitis, Torah, and the money got to the place it's supposed to go. That's called emes lamito. What happened to the person paskins based on shikul hadas or shudu d'daini? You have no alternative. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. You're not sure what the din is. Well, the din is indeterminate. You don't know what the facts exactly are. So you have no alternative but the paskin based on shudu d'daini or shikul hadas, and the mama got to the right place. That's emes, but not lamito. Interesting pshat. Emes, not emes lamito. It's not based on the chokhmah mitzvot of Torah. Sfas emes suggests, Rebbe Osai, the Yom Shabbos on Daf Yud, lamito means your entire intention is to find out the truth, not to get paid, not for some any other kind of negiah. The Sefer Margolius Hayam, have you heard that Sefer? It's a beautiful legal. You know what I'm talking about? No, it's the best legal in the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Reuven Margolios, he was the librarian in the Rambam library in Tel Aviv for all the years. My sister, she should be well, once treated Rabbi Reuven Margolios, who was an older man, and she was a physiotherapist, so she treated him in the hospital when he was old. See, this was, you know, from a generation or two ago. He called himself Margolios Hayam. His name is Reuven Margolios. He has another pshat. His emes lamita means, yeah, you know, most people, it's a machlokes, so it's the seed, it's shach and the sma. So yeah. That's, you rely on one of them. No. You go back to the Gemara yourself, to omek halacha, to know on your own what the din is, what you think is be'emes. That's quite a fascinating idea. Quite a fascinating idea. Aruch HaShulchan says, it's the opposite of what we call a din meruma. A din meruma, which is nirek emes, but it's not really emes. It's not emes lamito. And if you have to be misalik from yourself from a din meruma. The meruma means, you know, it looks perfect, you know, it looks great, but it's a fraud. And if you, even though you may have passed it exactly the right way, how should we say it, according to the official technicalities, but in the mice you're presiding over what we call a din meruma. A din meruma is something which you should stay away from. It's really, even if it's emes according to the technicalities, it's far from emes lamito. That's a discussion which the Gemara has over here a little bit later on in the Sechta Sanhedrin. Comes up in the discussion of we need drisha v'chakira. I don't know if you ever learned about drisha v'chakira. We'll have to talk about it a little bit. Drisha v'darashta v'chakarta heitev. It tells you have to what we call drisha v'chakira. And the question, of course, becomes, although the Mishnah says that dini mamonos and dini nefashos both require drisha v'chakira. That's how the parak begins. Mishpat echad yeh lachem. That's what the Mishnah says, but although that's true, we saw back on that base that they don't need drisha v'chakira. Take a look over here. Ma tamamu in the last line of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Dini mamonos lo bo drisha v'chakira. So tinul delas b'fnei lovin. Okay, says the Gemara like this. Masnis nidei knosos. Hapav amar idi b'dal b'avo kan b'din meruma. Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the fourth line. Where's that found? Choshen Mishpat says Simon Lamed Sif Aleph. There you get a hint of what it means, a din meruma. Give a look for a second. I don't have it in this edition. Whatever it is, din meruma. So a din meruma, which you smell a rat, right? Don't pass on the technical truth, because it's not emes lamita. It's emes, but it's not lamita. Okay, fine. Now we have in the Gemara like this, back on the Zayin and Aleph. What does it say? The last line. La'olam yired dayan atzim kilu cherem unachas lo ben yerechosov v'gehenem psucha lo mitachtov. Whoa. This is quoted in the halacha, Rabbi Osai, in the Shulchan Aruch, right over here in the Simen Chesed base. Shrichem adayonim Leisha be'ema v'yira bativa v'kovad rosh. For also the hot for rosh for leisha v'sapek b'dvar batola b'bezdin. You are dying to the cherub who nachas to atzavaro ki le gehenem pasul lebitachtav. Woo. A little bit frightening. What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here, Abos and Shulchan Aruch? It's that we have to sit batifa. What's this batifa story? Where's this coming from, batifa? Where's batifa? Shabbos daf yud. Mishe yis atfu hadayonim. Mefursha, Gemara. What does Atifa mean, Rabbi Osai? Take a look at Pischei Tshuva, Sifkotin, Dalet. Kosem Sege Yosef, Sege Kosem Rav Shalom. Atifa ain't in the Hugaata. The old Atifa, Evelyn Gemara and Moed Kotin, Atifa is Yishmaelim. No? You know what that means? That means like it's supposed to put a talus on. That means it's to put a talus, they go like this, down to here. Back up there, we discussed once before that Chaim Noah has that in his Tosa Shulchan. Against the Mishnah Brewer, him say he put it go down to here because he never saw Arabs, and Reb Chaim Noah saw Arabs like Lawrence of Arabia. They go to here and to here with the kafir. That's what's called Atibus Yishmael, which we no longer have nowadays. I'm available how to do it, technically speaking. Ach, he says he saw his Rebbe, Shalom's Rebbe. So Shiyoshe Bedin Misate Bebeget Elyon. You put on your jacket and you go to shul. That's what the Pesach Shiva quotes. You can't sit there in a shirt because you wouldn't go to shul that way. Oh, that's what it says. Aruch HaShulchan says, got to put on a hat. The same as you would put on a hat when you daven mincha, you have no talus. Rav Shech the Shlita, every din Torah wears a hat. And many brothers didn't wear hats. Oops, we're not so machbir. Also in Avelos, Rav Shech was in Avelos, he wore a hat the whole time. And put the hat down to here even a little bit, because our version of Atifa, you don't have Atifa to Shemel. And other people in their Avelos, they don't wear a hat all the time. They're more make on the show. There's room to be a little bit make. Kamza Ramo, in Simon Chesed Bezin says, Shema Yoma Adayin Mali Torah Azos, Tamalo V'inich Imcha Dva Mishpat, Ein Ledayin Elama She'enov Rovos. As the Mefurah Shigamar the Vavim Beis says, Yoruch HaShulchan, you know why? And Tziv Gimel will end with this. Lo nitna Torah lemalochim, lo bashamayimi. You will chuyav to understand in him the paskin as much as best you see it. Vaholech be'emes misayin lo min hashamayim. And the Orza Ruah, which is quoted by the Dakar Moshe elsewhere, says, Eilonu lismoch al kochmasenu. You have to look in Svarim. We spoke about this a long time ago, the Sugah of Molach B'fnei Rabbah. That was the first year after Sukkot, we spoke about that Shia. Look in Svarim. And I want to give you one more Maramakam for tomorrow Shia before we give other ones. Look at Rav Moshe's introduction to the first volume. Or Rachayim Chelik Alf. Look at Rav Moshe's introduction. Maybe we'll start with that. Then we'll have new Maramakam for tomorrow Shia. Tomorrow I hope to be on time. Sorry, it was. Yeah.